Gillis took a deep breath. He knew he wouldn't be faster than the rat's reactions, so he had to anticipate the rat's escape route. He lunged forward and threw the coat in the direction he hoped the rat would run. The large rodent jumped and headed for the hole in the garbage just as Gillis had thought, and the jacket slowed him down enough that Gillis was able to pounce on the jacket and grab the rat. With a slight squeal, the rat lay trapped inside Gillis's jacket with only its long hairless tail sticking out. He had done it. He had captured the rat, and now he hoped and prayed his idea would work. If it didn't, Gillis was sure the men would kill him, and possibly Sandra. While keeping the coat tightly around the rat, Gillis took the leather string that was almost 16 inches long and tied the medallion to it. The animal was squirming, but the thickness of the jacket allowed Gillis to keep it in place as he tied the other end of the leather string to the rat's tail. After stuffing the jacket, rat, old bolts, and the medallion in the bucket, Gillis stood. He looked to see if the three men were still sitting around the stove with their backs to him, and then crept to the water's edge, and with all his strength, threw it across the water. The bucket landed on the far side of the bridge in front of the other tunnel entrance with a loud echoing thud. The rat rolled out of the jacket and for a moment stood there looking dazed before running toward the safety of the dark tunnel entrance with the medallion clanging behind him. Gillis dove back to his shadowy hiding place beside the barrel and cupped his hands around his mouth to throw his voice and yell at the top of his lungs. "Run!" The sound of the bucket and bolts hitting the floor were louder than Gillis expected. He pulled the old barrel toward himself and threw the dusty chunk of canvas over his body. The sound of the metal clanking along the floor could be heard across the bridge as the rat furiously tried to escape the unknown menace that had grabbed its tail. He only hoped the guards would hear the noise and take the bait.